You've got a headache, and I've got some strange disease. Don't worry about it. This pill will set your mind at ease. It's called Progenitorivox. It's made by Squab Merle Co. It's a life-enhancing miracle, but there are some things you should know.
It may cause agitation, palpitations, excessive salivation, constipation, male lactation, rust-colored urination, hallucinations, bad vibrations, mild electric shock sensations.
But it's worth it for the drugs I need. My disease may not be fatal, but I can't cost them too. But I want Progenitorivox, 'cause I saw it on TV. Those families look so functional, that Paisley pill's for me.
But it may cause deprivation, humiliation, debtors, prison, and deportation. Dark depictions, dire predictions, life as seen in Dickens fiction. Empty pockets, court dockets, may cause eyes to pop from sockets.
But it's worth it for the drugs I need. But it's worth it
in Canada. They get this for a song.
But it's worth it for the drugs I need.
The opinions expressed in this song are not necessarily those of Squab Merle Co. or its subsidiaries. Progenitorivox is not available anywhere, off or void in Wisconsin. Any resemblance to actual drugs, living or dead, is purely coincidental. Any unauthorized use of your own judgment in the application of Progenitorivox is strictly prohibited. Progenitorivox may not be reproduced without the express written consent of Major League Baseball. Progenitorivox may cause drowsiness or restlessness in lab animals. Do not resume sexual activity while operating heavy machinery without consulting your physician, or erections lasting longer than 4 hours. Insert your own joke here. If you experience psychotic episodes, you're crazy. If death occurs, discontinue use of Progenitorivox immediately. If symptoms persist, consult your physician. All sales final. Batteries not included.
For the drugs I need.
This is White Aryan Resistance Network. This is White Aryan Resistance Network. This is the webmaster.
I work with a lot of people that have health problems, and I get to visit in my job a lot of doctor's offices and see and talk to a lot of people with complaints of all different type of illnesses. And all the major hospitals in the San Diego County area, since the newest health care, Obamacare, has gone into effect, are building huge buildings that are related to the care of heart disease, diabetes, and other major diseases that you hear on the upswing on the news. And the people that I help are jumping from one news report to the other about what type of diet, what type of way of eating will keep them healthy, from supplement to supplement. And I think there's just a better way. It seems like the information out there, when you listen to it, has groups of people that are on specific diets, such as the vegan versus the paleo versus the kind, Mediterranean, GAPS. They're all saying that their diet is the best. And I think that they're, just like with everything, there's a kernel of truth in all. That all these diets have some basis in fact that they can help keep people from chronic disease. But I think the best way to go about it is not to start with what particular diet is the best one. I think it starts with the premise that I have heard mentioned specifically in a book, The Micronutrient Miracle, by Jason and Mira Colton. And that is that it doesn't matter what the diet is. It matters that you eat a diet that is close to the earth, local, organic, free of pesticides and GMOs, and that it is eaten as soon as it is as close as you can to the time when it is picked. That's when the nutrients are most abundant. And to check the environmental stressors such as smoking, drinking, lack of sleep, keep those to a minimum. And I've also heard doctors talking about how these major diseases, these chronic diseases that are on the upswing, are actually not coming from the outside the body. That we all have the inherent ability to have these diseases and can be controlled by our environmental choices and our diet choices. So heart disease, can be caused by diet. Diabetes can be caused by diet. Arthritis can be caused by diet. Inflammation can be caused by diet. Cancer can be caused by diet. So instead of looking outside the body, that something is attacking the body from the outside, change the perspective of all these are inherently within the body, and it's the environment and dietary choices and what our exposures have been over our lifetime that predict whether or not our percentage chance of getting a chronic disease will happen. And even if raised with a bad environment, bad diet, that genes are not set. They change every minute of every day that something is done to challenge them, such as a muscle that is worked out at the gym. At that point is now changing the DNA of that muscle. That gene of that muscle is changing as the exercise is occurring. And also the premise that the stressors that affect the body also change the DNA of the next generation, so that genes are not fixed. They are constantly evolving and can be changed and can be improved as they can be made worse. So if we start with that premise, then everything about diet, exercise, and environment changes our perspective on disease. How to find out your food sensitivities. There are some books at the library that are brand new. One of them is The 10-Day Detox Diet by Mark Hyman, H-Y-M-A-N, M-D. So what we're trying to achieve by finding out the food sensitivities is reducing inflammation. When your body is sensitive to foods, and every person is different on their food sensitivities, it promotes inflammation in the body, and that inflammation then leads to disease. It depends on what particular genes you have, your environmental stressors, as to what that disease may be, but finding and eliminating the food sensitivities can totally make you feel 100% better. So it makes sense to eat foods that are not in a box and get them as close to the earth as you can. That means your local farmer, your local farmer's market, your local market down the street that's small and gets local produce, organic, no pesticides, no GMOs. There are larger chains that also have these things, but making sure that the food is sourced locally is important, because food that's local doesn't have to travel as much. It retains the highest amount of micronutrients. You shouldn't need a huge amount of pills to take as supplements if you're getting your food close to the earth. And there will be micronutrients, even eating this way, that will be missing, dependent on your diet and also what is lacking in the soil of your local vicinity. Some soils are higher in different nutrients than others in different localities. So based on these things, there is a baseline of micronutrients that still will be needed even after eating close to the earth. And the book that I have really enjoyed reading is a book called The Micronutrient Miracle by Jason and Mira Kalten, who has spent about 10 years researching the subject that it doesn't matter what diet you're on. It matters that what you eat is your body's not sensitive to, that it has the highest nutrient density that you can find, and then you fulfill those lacking nutrients that fill in for what your diet is not providing. So I find that the other part of the argument, a theory, is that all diseases are within the body. It is what we eat, what our environment exposures are, and what we choose to do with our life in the form of stressors that determine if we get these diseases or not. There are some genetics that, of course, give people things like diabetes 1, heart disease,
You can get it by eating. Diabetes. You can eat and get diabetes. And that's evidence in some of the documentaries that are out there, that the person goes on a diet of eating only one type of fast food and did develop pre-diabetes that if they continued after 30 days would have gone on to be full-blown diabetes. So you can eat your way to disease. It's inherent in the body to get a disease by the way you eat and the environment you live. Cancer, arthritis, you can eat your way to these diseases. So if we work backwards from the body hosts all diseases, instead of picking the most current topic of social media and what is out there as far as a diet that's going to save your life, and the journal studies that go all over from turmeric to ginger to Mediterranean diet to GAPS diet to this diet to that diet, you can then prevent disease, chronic disease, by one, eliminating food sensitivities, two, eating a micronutrient-dense diet, close, organic, local, close to the earth, and three, get a very good, basic, easily absorbed supplement that is going to cover all the bases for what we just can't always fulfill by our diet. Along the same lines, I want to skip over to a free documentary, it's a documentary series that is going to be starting on the 13th of October. I'll provide a link in the email that this attachment is going to be in, and it is called The Truth About Cancer, A Global Quest. The first episode premieres on Tuesday, October 13th at 9 p.m., which is Eastern Standard Time. This is a 9-part documentary, and it's going to premiere for free. Over 100 doctors and researchers, scientists, and cancer survivors across the globe, they're going to be talking on this documentary about cancer. And the schedule is going to be, there are 9 episodes. The first one is The True History of Chemotherapy and the Pharmaceutical Monopoly. The second episode covers cancer facts and fictions, breast cancer, hormones, skin cancer, and essential oils. The third episode is cancer-killing viruses, cancer stem cells, GMOs, juicing and eating the rainbow. Episode 4 will be excitotoxins that fuel cancer, nature's pharmacy and healing cancer with sound and light. Episode 5, cancer-causing blind spots, toxic vaccines, homeopathy, and the power of emotions. Episode 6 is The Nocebo Effect, Healing Vaccines, Advanced Detoxing, and Going Inside a German Cancer Clinic. Episode 7 is To Heal Cancer with Clean Electricity, Unique Water, Natural Sunlight, and Combining Superfoods. Episode 8 is Cannabis, Nature's Epigenetic Switches, Peptides, and Healing with Micronutrient Therapy. And Episode 9 will be The Cancer Conquerors and Their Powerful Stories of Victory. So you can go to the link that's going to be in my email, and you can sign up to watch, register, and you just enter your name and email, and you can get access to this. Since cancer, if you think of cancer as a disease that's within everybody, and what you do on a daily basis is what determines whether or not you, and if you live long enough, you develop cancer, I think that this information can be very insightful. I could have put in this trailer. It's about 20 minutes, 9 episodes of The Truth About Cancer, and it will cover all prevention and how to cure it. I have put the link because it'll be a better audio, and this is an immeasurable amount of information that's going to be available starting October 13th. So instead of just a regular 45 minutes of information that I can give about avoiding chronic disease, I'm attaching that link to these doctors and interviewers all over the world. So I encourage everyone to watch these episodes, because there is really not anyone that doesn't know somebody who has cancer.
Let's talk about you. You take prescription drugs, but you lead an active life, and you're tired of all those unexpected side effects. It's time to talk to your doctor about a new drug called Side Effects. With Side Effects, you'll experience no unexpected side effects because you expect them all. Side Effects is the only drug on the market that provides no medical benefits whatsoever. It's just a drug that does terrible, irreversible things to your mind and body. Side Effects covers its bases, from run-of-the-mill effects like dizziness and headache, to more exotic ones like a furry spider that grows inside your brain. Oh, and nausea. Did we mention nausea? You may experience rickets, lupus, rickets of the lupus, turning into Santa Claus, and lots of bad things involving your anus. No one should ever, under any circumstances, take Side Effects, which is available in capsules, chewable tablets, nasal mists, and lethal injections. Most patients will experience bird flu, swine flu, chicken pox, monkey pox, swine flu, flu pox, and monkey chicken. Not to mention camel toe, Achilles heel, rabbit's foot, bee's knees, thunder thighs, spotted dick, ghetto booty, plumber's crack, tragically hip, beer belly, treasure chest, nuclear arms, tennis elbow, cold shoulder, bottleneck, wax lips, smart mouth, bloody nose, swimmer's ear, snake eyes, horse hair, and radio head. During the day, Side Effects causes hallucinations of a post-apocalyptic hellscape, and at night, you'll have nightmares. Oh man, will you have nightmares. You'll definitely get one of the following: black lung, scarlet fever, pink eye, green thumb, blue balls, purple nurple, or rainbow pubes. A small but statistically significant number of patients will begin to think their life has become a David Lynch film. Side Effects.